AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine calls Russia's attack on a nuclear power plant a war crime. The embassy statement adding Putin's shelling of Europe's largest nuclear plant takes his reign of terror one step further. A source at the Ukrainian embassy in Washington says Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet with U.S. senators in a conference call Saturday morning. The call comes as Congress considers a request for $10 billion in emergency funding for humanitarian aid and security needs for Ukraine. Earlier in the evening, Zelensky sharply criticized NATO for refusing to impose a no-fly zone over his country, saying rejecting his request gives the green light to the Russian military to launch aerial attacks on Ukraine's cities, killing people, including children.
Руйнують наші міста, обстрілюють наших людей.
Vice President Kamala Harris heads to Poland and Romania, both members of NATO, next Wednesday through Friday. She'll meet with officials in both countries on economic, security, and humanitarian assistance for Ukraine. Poland is assisting about 700,000 Ukrainians and others who have fled the war. Tens of thousands of others are in Romania. There are also some 9,000 U.S. troops in Poland. The Russian attacks are intensifying and becoming more indiscriminate. Secretary of State Antony Blinken fears they will get even worse.
Unfortunately, based on everything we know about President Putin's methods when it comes to seeking to subjugate another country to his will.
Putin signs a new law that would send people to prison for up to 15 years for circulating information that goes against the Russian government's position on the war. He's also blocked Facebook and a number of Western media outlets. This is AP News. 678,000 jobs were added in February as the Omicron variant fades. President Biden likes the report but wonders about inflation.
And so many families are still struggling, though, to make ends meet because of inflation. I understand our top priority must be getting prices under control.
A Capitol rioter from Idaho gets 4 years in prison.
A 68-year-old logger from Nampa, Idaho, has been sentenced to more than 4 years in federal prison for his actions as part of the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol last year. Duke Edward Wilson pleaded guilty last September to assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers and obstructing an official proceeding. Prosecutors said Wilson attacked at least three officers in a tunnel in the U.S. Capitol building, and he hit a police officer with a pipe during the riot. Wilson told U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth he didn't remember any of his actions. Lamberth sentenced Wilson to 51 months in prison, the maximum allowed under federal sentencing guidelines. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.